Sinner Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Renan Jack Nussbaum, or for Shlomo Ochlo Yisrael, in particular Hanan Shmuel Lippe Ben Sharna Leah, and all those looking for their Shidduch find their Bashert. We are in Avaraba, the sentence of Alon Nivoshli Alon Va'ed. We ask Hashem to never feel shame, embarrassment, because our bitachon, ki v'shem kodshecha agadol v'anora batachnu, and therefore, Nagilo v'nismucha b'shua secha. Tonight I want to focus on the end of that sentence. We spoke about Alon Nivosh. The Olam Va'ed means an eternity in the world to come. We saw one shot that it means when we come to the Yeshiva Shamayla, we shouldn't be embarrassed because it's all new to us. We're such levels of ignoramus. But this bracha of Rabbah, bracha of Torah, we should succeed and excel in Torah so much so that we wouldn't be embarrassed. We suggested maybe it's consistent with the opening din of Shulchan Aruch, lo yizbayish mipnei bnei adam ha-maligim alav, to never feel shame or embarrassment if others mock or ridicule us because of our religious convictions. It occurred to me, it's when you daven, you think about davening. So it occurred to me, in Ala Tzadikim, in the Amidah, we also have a parallel tefillah, a parallel expression. We end the bracha of Ala Tzadikim and we say, V'lo nevosh, ki v'chal v'tachnu. It's parallel. V'lo nevosh, ki v'shem kodesh ha'gadol v'anora b'tachnu. You see, the two things go together. They go together in Ala Tzadikim, they go together beforehand, obviously, here in Avaraba, and they go together elsewhere. The more bitachon we have, the more we place our trust in Hashem, the less anxiety and worry and envy and arrogance and fear, because we submit and surrender with bitachon that Hashem is in charge, Hashem is in control, then the less lo nevosh, the less fear we have of shame or embarrassment, the less we have to concern ourselves with what other people think or the consequences of what they think. If we stay true to who we are, we stay true to what He expects of us. The Rinas Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, suggests that the end, Nagila v'nismacha b'yishua secha, that we exult, we rejoice in your b'yishua secha, in your salvation, when you redeem us. So the level of Nagila v'nismacha is proportional to the v'ki v'shem kodshecha agadol v'anora b'tachnu. The more bitachon, the more we put our trust in Him, the more Nagila v'nismacha. Person is anxious, I don't mean diagnosed with anxiety, which needs real therapy and help. That's a serious issue and is not solved by listening to Living with Emunah every week. Talking about the general Jewish neuroses and anxiety, not to the level of diagnosis, but the general. So that, the answer, the antidote is bitachon. You want nagila v'nismacha? You want to walk through life with a skip in your step, with a joy, with a happiness, with a feeling that Hashem is there, that everything's part of a master plan, that it's not coincidence, random, or chance? So says the Rinas Chaim, the more batachnu, the more nagila v'nismacha. What's the difference between the two? There are no synonyms. So what is the difference between nagila and nismacha? Undoubtedly, you've all thought about it. We say these words every single day. So what's the difference between nagila and nismacha? So the Vilna Gaon, the Gros, says nagil, the feeling of nagil, of nagila, is a permanent feeling. The inner joy, the satisfaction, the fulfillment, that happiness is something which is permanent. There's a transformation that happens that feels at least or seems permanent. With it, commensurate with it, parallel to it, is a joy. Nismacha, nismach, is a fresh joy, is something which renews, refreshes, is something which is a fresh joy. So says the Vilna Gaon, so here, nagila v'nismacha b'shua secha. If in fact we place our trust in Him, if indeed, ki v'shem kodshecha hagadol v'anora batachnu, if we succeed in batachnu, if we put our trust in Him, then it'll feel both nagila and nismacha. On the one hand, the impact will be something permanent, a change which brings us relief and joy. But on the other hand, every time we think about it, it'll bring us that joy and that relief as if it's brand new, as if it's a fresh start, as if it's happening all over again. We'll finish this snippet and this sentence, v'lo nevosh. Is busha good or bad? On the one hand here, we ask v'lo nevosh. Ala tzadikim, we say v'lo nevosh. In the Yiratzon Birchas HaChodesh, once a month, anticipating the new month, we say, Hashem, give us a chayim she'im ben busha uchlima. We ask for a life that has no busha. On the other hand, the Rambam, twice in the Hilchos Tshuva, references, tshuva is not authentic if it's not accompanied by a healthy dose of busha. So is busha good or bad? Is it desired, or is it something that we want to avoid? So the answer is, it depends what kind of busha. There are two types of busha. There's a debilitating, paralyzing busha. There's a shame, which is negative, an embarrassment, a shame. Rav Hirsch says, the root of the word busha is the same as yavesh. Yavesh, dried out, wilted, lifeless, is busha. Person who's ashamed, who's embarrassed, is lifeless, is wilted. Such a shame is negative, is debilitating. It creates an insecurity, a lack of confidence. That's the shame that we're hoping and asking that we daven to Hashem in Birchas HaChodesh and every day, v'lo nevosh. Let me not be debilitated. Let me not be paralyzed by that shame. The Rambam shame that he talks about is a healthy shame. Is the shame of, I did something wrong. I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated by my mistake, by my poor choice, by my clouded judgment. I can be better. I am better than that. That shame, that propels. That shame lifts us, it inspires, it motivates. So the word busha, it's the same word. Interestingly, it's the same word that we use to describe clothing. When Adam and Chava are expelled from Gan Eden, and one turns to the other and says, did you feel that breeze? Something's a little different. And Hashem rewards them with clothing, gives clothing. Clothing is called levush, because clothing covers up the busha, the shame that one... Some societies have no shame in nakedness, but the shame that we're meant to feel in public nakedness is covered, is compensated for by levush. The root of the word is bush, bosh, is busha, the same root. So the answer is busha good or bad? It depends. There's a healthy busha and there's an unhealthy. There's a busha that you haven't done genuine tshuva if it doesn't include, and then there's a busha which can knock us off and make us not believe in ourselves. And that's the v'lo nevosh. That's the busha that we hope not to ever have.